We're heading overseas. This week's overseas correspondent is Reem Abbas on the line from Khartoum. Kia ora, Reem. Welcome back to Nights Again.
Hello. Yes, it's good to finally be back.
How's the COVID situation in your country now?
So the country is actually opening up. So the curfew is now from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. Some people are going back to work, especially civil servants. But we still have cases. I mean, Sudan is one of the worst countries, one of the worst hit countries, actually, in sub-Saharan Africa. But this country is slowly opening up again after more than 3 months, actually, of lockdown.
And the number of cases now?
Yes. So the number of cases now is going to 11,000.
Right. So it's still a reasonably large number. How many new cases in the last few days?
Yes. So in the last few days, actually, they have not released the new number of cases because we're also, the country has opened up to receiving basically returnees, people who were stuck outside the country for the last 3 months. So I think the system is very much overwhelmed by all the testing that they have to do. So they have been releasing reports every few days, basically, instead of a daily report.
I guess I just get a little bit worried now when I hear countries are opening up, that phrase opening up.
Absolutely.
And then I start thinking, oh, it's maybe not much longer until you start getting a number of cases going up again. It seems to be very difficult to avoid that.
Absolutely, because also we have really not seen a very strong success story around the world right now. I mean, all the countries are opening up and then closing back down because, sadly, COVID-19 is not going to disappear unless it disappears from all over the world.
Now, your country did get in the news a little bit here in New Zealand because your former leader, the former dictator Omar al-Bashir, is now on trial.
Yes. I think for a lot of people, for many of us, it's very hard to believe that this is actually happening. Bashir came to power through a coup d'etat in 1989, the year I was born, actually. So, and he remained in power for 30 years until he was ousted in 2019. So right now, Bashir and other party members members of the Islamist movement are facing charges. And Bashir, he is facing charges of undermining the constitution, violating the Armed Forces Act, and basically by going through with the 1989 coup against a democratically elected president at the time. So this trial sends a very strong message inside Sudan. It sends a strong message to the military that Sudan has been suffering from military coups for the last 50 years. We would have a coup every few years, basically. It's a very volatile and unstable country. And I think this sends a very strong message to the Sudanese army that we do not accept this kind of violation of democracy, that we do not accept coup d'etats anymore. And it sends a very strong message even in the region and all over the world that you just can't get away with this before, that no military general is going to get away with a coup and just going to rule and going to form a dictatorship. So this trial is, I think, very important for Sudan, and it's very important for even other countries that are going through transition.
He's on trial on the Sudanese court system, right?
Yes, absolutely.
So I guess one issue is, what are his chances of receiving a fair trial, no matter what sort of a monster he might have been as a dictator? Isn't it always a bit dangerous when the new regime trials the leader of the old regime that was deposed? Are you there? No. No, she's gone. I hope that wasn't the question that put her off. It was just the line. We're going to try and get her back. Reem Abbas, who's our correspondent in Sudan, and she was talking. It was quite a good line, wasn't it? It was an excellent line until it went beep, 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 and then she disappeared. I think I got another text, which I might share with you. All this is from JB, another person who was really enjoying that splendid series from Antarctica that Alison Balance has been doing on Our Changing World. Thoroughly enjoy this, writes JB. Variety of programs on nights all together, Estonia, Gold Rush in USA, etc. After a break at a holiday park with no radio, I've missed it. Well, JB, I know what that feels like because I was in a holiday park with no radio as well. But that was really fine. It was my son having to cope with being at a holiday park with no screens and no internet. That was a challenge.